After dinner, Mother walked down the beach to hunt for shells. Sally and Nan stayed by the fire, looking at the smoke and flames. Sally went near the fire to throw on more wood. Suddenly, her dress caught fire. She began to scream. Nan was frightened, too, but she did not scream. She remembered that sand would put out fire. Nan pushed Sally down on the beach and piled sand on her burning dress. Sally wanted to run to Mother, but Nan said,
"No, no, Sally. If you run, the fire will burn faster."
She piled on more and more sand until her sister was almost covered. Mother heard Sally scream and came running back. When she got there, Nan had put out the fire in Sally's dress. Though Sally was not hurt at all, she cried because the fire had burned a big hole in her new dress. Mother kissed her and said, "Don't cry about the dress, dear. I'll make you a new one. I'm glad my girls are safe. Now, put on your shoes and stockings, and we will cover the fire with sand. But be careful to keep your dresses away from the flames." They put out the fire with sand and left the beach. When Father came home that evening, they told him what had happened. "I was far down the beach hunting for shells," said Mother. "I couldn't get there in time, but brave little Nan saved Sally. She poured sand on Sally's dress and put out the fire." Father asked, "Nan, how did you know that sand would put out fire?"
"Mother told us it would," said Nan. "She said that a fire would not burn without air. She put a glass jar over a lighted candle, and the flame went out." "But Nan couldn't put the jar over me," said Sally. "I was too big."
They all laughed happily. Father kissed both girls and said that he was very glad he had a brave girl like Nan.